Take this time in our worship service this morning to focus our thoughts, our minds, our hearts on the sacrifice that Christ made for us. So, even to the day, I get a little nervous when I come up and talk in front of people. I used to be really scared to death. I'd be up here, I couldn't breathe really well. I'd just be really nervous. But it didn't matter. Small crowd, big crowd, whatever it was, just got really nervous. It was just hard for me to get up in front of anybody. It was tough. It took a lot of training to be able to do that. And I know I'm not the only one. I know there's a lot of you out there that have trouble getting up in front of people. Again, it doesn't matter what kind of crowd it is, what size it is. It's tough, you know, because why? Everybody's looking at you. You're the center of attention. And that can be tough if you don't like being the center of attention. But then also, not only being in front of everybody, but then having to focus your thoughts on what you're going to be saying, what you're going to be doing, whatever it might be. It's tough to be in front of a crowd, especially depending on what kind of crowd it is. Thankfully here, I have a great crowd that I can talk to and be able to just focus my thoughts, and hopefully you can follow those thoughts. But sometimes, you know, you might be in front of a crowd at school or in public or whatever, and you don't know everybody there, and it can be tough because you don't know. You feel like you're being judged and whatever you're talking about or whatever thoughts you're trying to get through, but it's tough. So, point being, it can be tough to stand in front of a crowd and to be able to go through that. All right, so what in the world? Where are we headed with this? Well, Jesus, on multiple occasions, he was by himself a lot, but what also was he? He was in front of a lot of crowds all the time. There's a lot of people around him, following him. Multitudes would be around him, listening to him teach. Can you imagine that? Focus on that for a second. Just think how cool that would be. Jesus sitting or standing wherever he was, and all these people, all these crowds, trying to crowd in to listen to what he had to say. Now, was it a completely, very agreeable crowd that was around? Probably not. There's probably a lot of people there that didn't agree with what he was saying at all. So, definitely could be a tough crowd to be able to talk to be able to preach to and teach to. But then again, that's what he had. Multiple occasions, Jesus was teaching, preaching in front of large crowds. And again, what a wonderful sight. I just tried to picture that. The large crowds following him, the honor and respect that was there for people to listen to Jesus teach. And we think about that even today when we have those that are considered great teachers, great speakers, or even people that are great singers. You know, large crowds are going to come to listen to them. That's what people did with Jesus. They recognized he is a great teacher. And they come to honor and respect him for what he had to say. Those were great crowds. Loved to have been part of that crowd. Be able to hear Jesus teach. Let's talk about another crowd that was around Jesus at one point. A lot of times I like reading through all the accounts of Christ and everything that led up to his crucifixion. There's a lot going on there and a lot of lessons and a lot of ways we can focus our thoughts. We partake of the Lord's Supper. I'm going to choose this one. So you have to bear with me a little bit. So Matthew 27 talks about when, you know, Jesus was on trial, the opportunity was for the people to be able to choose who was going to be released. Is it going to be Jesus or is it going to be Barabbas? And of course, the choice to the people was, no, give us Barabbas, crucify Jesus. And what a sad commentary on the people at that time to make that kind of choice. But right after that, in verse 27 through 30, in Matthew 27. So after that choice was made, they released Barabbas. Starting verse 27, then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered a whole battalion before him. Now, if you look up battalion, that could be about 1,000 soldiers. So not only do you have 1,000, maybe more soldiers around here in the governor's headquarters, well, there's probably more people than that, right? It's the governor's headquarters. So you probably have even more people that are in charge. A lot of people around. So you got a pretty big crowd here. Is this going to be a good crowd, an agreeable crowd? No, this is a pretty hostile crowd, people that didn't respect Jesus at all. They gathered the whole battalion before him. And what'd they do? Did they honor and respect him? No. So again, he is surrounded by this battalion before him, and they stripped him down and put a scarlet robe on him. Now talk about the most disrespect you can do to anybody. To get them in front of all these people and to strip them down. Right? Not only is that a physical thing to strip somebody down to naked, but you're stripping them down almost as a person. The disrespect that is shown there. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. Even more disrespect. Twisting together a crown of thorns. They put it on his head, and I'm sure they didn't do that lightly. And put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him. Saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And don't stop there. Then they spit on him. Then they took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him some more, they stripped him of the robe. So they stripped him down again and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. Now we talked about the crowds that had gathered around Jesus when he taught. And again, the respect and the honor that was shown toward him at that time. But think about this crowd that just beat him down and humiliated him in front of all these soldiers. And I'm sure there was a lot more going on there than what we read here. There was no honor. There was no respect. Definitely not a wonderful sight to try to put yourself into that position in that crowd. That sounds awful. But this is what I'm asking you to do here this morning. I'm asking you to visualize that. I'm asking you to think about that. I'm asking you to put yourself in that place. To see what Jesus went through. Again, we read through all the accounts of the Gospels about what Jesus went through before he was crucified. Before he was crucified. But I choose this one today for you to think about. Because I think we all understand, you know, when you go somewhere and you listen to somebody talk and you have all these crowds gather around, and it's a great thing, the respect that's shown. But here, the dishonor and disrespect that was shown. Man, why? Why? Why did Christ go through all this? Because he loves us. And he cares for us. And he was going to do everything for us. Not just die for us, but everything leading up to that. The suffering, the torture, the humiliation, the disrespect, and the dishonor. Put all those pieces in place. So, again, we talk about the emblems here that we partake of. The body that hung upon the cross for us and the blood that was shed for us. Wow, there's a lot going on there. And you think, again, not only the act of being crucified and how horrible that had to be for Jesus, but again, instances like this leading up to it, being paraded in front of a bunch of soldiers and being disrespected and dishonored and stripped down to where he was just nothing to them. So we partake. We try to focus on what Jesus did for us. I'm asking you to do that. Focus on that. Again, keep your Bible out. Matthew 27, 27 through 30. Keep your minds focused on that. And remember how great Christ's love is for us. Not only did he die for us, but he suffered for us so many things. So let's focus on these things as we partake.